Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, manager of that Baltimore Oriole team. Yeah, Brandon Hyde joining us. How are you?
Doing great. Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you, too. Good morning to you. Top of the morning. Lots of work to put in around here.
No doubt. No, I already put a bunch in. It starts pretty early around here, for sure.
I guess the word used to describe your camp when you talk to the players is efficient. Lots of work done. Get it done. Get out. They seem to be, you know, I'm watching spring training. I'm watching these guys work out, and they're working hard, but it seems to be so efficient.
Yeah, we like to be detail-oriented. I don't want to keep guys longer than I feel is necessary. I think you get more out of it when you have short bursts of really good work. Mm-hmm. And I think players appreciate it. I think coaches appreciate it. But, yeah, I'm into quality over quantity for sure. And I feel like this camp has gone real smooth because our guys have been present in everything that they've done because we're not keeping them out here all day long. And they know that we're doing everything for a purpose. So it's going well.
It's funny you say that. I've known guys in my past career that could stretch 8 hours work to a 12-hour day.
Call themselves
the hardest working guy in the building. And
right,
actually, they
exactly.
just, you know, hated their home lives or whatever. They went home. But that aside, that players have said this. We've interviewed a lot of players already in just 2 days. Uh-huh. All said it seemed really efficient. Like, you get your work in and you're done, but you know, it's just very efficiently done, a lot of attention to detail.
Yep.
They've also said they don't feel like they have to sit in the corner and be nervous. They feel very relaxed around here, which is unusual given the number of young ball players you have. Like, how do you manage to strike that balance where you get a lot of hard work done, but people are comfortable coming to work every day?
Now, well, I want them to perform.
Of course.
You know, so I want them to perform at their best. Yeah. And I feel like people that are in a good work environment, that are in a good place mentally, are going to perform better. And so I don't want them to feel like they're sitting in a corner. I want them to be themselves, and I want them to enjoy what they're doing. I think we all do whatever we're doing. We're going to do it better if we enjoy doing
sure.
it, right? So that's kind of, you know, I feel like, you know, our coaches do a really, really good job of putting a lot of, you know, explanation of why we're doing things. And I think our practice periods are really, really good. I was a little nervous at first. I mean, it's gotten a lot better as we've gone along here. And I think as players started to get more comfortable with me and the coaches and understand some things, it's been more efficient, and our work has been even better because our players are knowing what to expect now. And I think at first they were real unbelievably quiet. I've never been around a quieter group. Seemed nervous to me, and I didn't want them to be nervous. I just want them to want to go play and want to get better every day. And I think that we're starting to get that out of them.
You bring in a guy like Eric Young Jr. We were talking to him. He has aspirations after playing of either being a manager or a coach. Do you find him, or maybe even some of the younger players, asking more questions about how things operate and what you're thinking there along the way? And did you do the same thing coming up as a player?
No doubt. I do it as a manager. I do it as a coach. I always talk to players, and I talk to our veteran guys. I check in with Mark Trumbull every single day. I check in with EY. EY is one of the first people at the ballpark. So at 6:30 in the morning, when he walks past my office, you know, ready to go with unbelievable energy, you know, we check in with each other a little bit. Like, how's it going? How you feeling? Whatever it may be. Those conversations are really, really important. And that's, for me, how you keep a real good pulse of your club. Players like that are important for everybody. And I was really fortunate where I was that we had a room of them. And as the bench coach, and as the guy before that, that was when I was coaching first base, but organizing spring training and doing all the stuff that we do here, that was on my mind every day. So I would be talking to all of our veteran guys that have been in the big leagues for 15 years and had multiple World Series championships and all these things of I wanted their pulse of what the day was like. I wanted to know, always wanted feedback. And those, that's invaluable. If you're not doing that for me, you have your head in your in the sand and you're just being, you're being egotistical about, you think that this is going right, when you don't really know. And, you, and the one way you do know is if you communicate. And so I think that that's important.
Here with Brandon Hyde, manager of the Baltimore Orioles. You talked about your time as a bench coach, a first base coach. So there's been a journey for you. Mm-hmm. And along that journey, I'm sure some people had influenced you. Who's the biggest influence or the biggest influences for you right now as a manager?
Well, as a manager right now, it's Joe. I mean, I think a lot, you know, Joe Maddon. Obviously, yeah. Yeah, because I just respect him so much, and he was unbelievable to me, and he's had a ton of success, and he's, you know, taken two teams to the World Series and two different teams. He had a long minor league coaching career. He ran a minor league farm system. So we've had kind of parallel – we've done a lot of the same things. And then his success in the big leagues. I studied him a little bit, you know, when I was coaching with him. I was always watching him. I'd always watch his post, you know, game press conferences. I saw how unbelievable he was with the media. I loved his way about his, you know, how he is in the clubhouse every single day from being in his positive nature. And I saw a player responded to that. And so that was, you know, that's probably my biggest influence.
One of the things we talk about a lot, what's been talked a lot nationally, is the game, speed of the game, pace of play. Personally, I just don't quite get it. If you love baseball, if a game is 305 versus 257,
right?
Why is that? Why is that better? And how you shave 8 minutes off? Yeah. Do you think this is overblown, or do they need to pick up the pace of play somehow?
It's such a tough question because, like you said, like they're trying to shave off 45 seconds,
right?
So I don't know what the right answer is. You know what? With all that stuff, like, as soon as I get the email of what the rule is, then I'll adjust to it. You know, I don't.
Do you really know what the rule is?
I don't really know at this point. No, I don't. I'm still waiting to hear. But, yeah, I mean, one, who am I to have really an opinion on that? I mean, they're just going to let me know, and then we'll let the players know and go from there.
I'm just a fan, because I'm not working for Major League Baseball. It seems like ridiculous. Yeah. I just don't get quite what you're trying to fix here, and it doesn't seem like it's going to fix anything, because if you love baseball – what's the difference?
Yeah.
3 hours.
Well, you do like, I mean, as a baseball fan, you do like the game to move, too.
Yeah, pace of play.
Right, the
for
pace
sure.
to move. And so they're trying to clean that up. And that's really, really hard because of players being stuck in these routines of stepping out of the box or pitchers taking time between pitches. Also, you know, you play national TV games, you're 2:30 between the innings. So, you know, Sunday Night Baseball, that's why it's 3.5 hours. Minimum, because there's the commercial break, and you notice it on the field. Yeah. You notice, you're like, you know, your pitcher's not going out there for 1:30, so you're waiting, right? And so that's all part of it too.
So give up on some of the money.
So we're not going to do that.
Some of the drills that are going on right now, we got a chance to catch you on the Orioles website talking about hitting the cutoff man and how it was done to perfection, including the postseason 1 year in Chicago. That's an amazing thing to think about and a high bar to set, but I don't know if that was something that was taught before.
Well, we're perfect
here or not.
So far.
Yeah. I mean,
we'll probably overthrow three today, but that's right.
But the pressure is there, and the bar has been set high, and I like that because, I mean, you know, you're laying it out there for what the expectations are.
Well, I just
want to
know this is what good teams do. This is how you win. This is how you win in the show. This is how you win. This is how you win big games. This is how you stop good teams from scoring. And, you know, they need to know that. This is what playoff teams do. And they catch the ball, and they make the routine play, and they don't give up extra outs, and they hit the cutoff guy, and they put pressure on the third base coach, all those type of things. And that's like a little league camp drill,
sure,
but when you do it for like as a competition and you might throw some money in there and you do all certain things, like you make it important and you make it make it fun, and as simple as it is, it's really, really important. And so to make that kind of drill fun, that for me, that's what that's the fun part of camp, is the competition between us. And but also we're doing it for a purpose, and the purpose is that this is super important.
Why do you feel like catchers make the best managers? I was asking Mike Elias about that just before you came
in. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think because you are constantly communicating with the manager or the pitching coach as a player. So you kind of – you are already thinking about pitching changes, and you're already thinking about controlling the running game and what the manager's thinking. And then you probably have more communication with the manager than anybody else, as well as the field in front of you. You know, the field's in front of you, and you see things differently a little bit probably. And I just think that's the why.
Brandon Hyde, thanks a lot for your time.
Yeah, all right, thank you guys for having me.
2019 and beyond.
Yep. Appreciate it, man. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.